headlock, threading the needle. This is a headlock, way too cerebral. My mind is a sweatshop inside a cathedral. These cones are red hot, but walked on by people. Don't start running or hiding or hiding. Don't start running or hiding. Started out with the best of intentions. We wrestled our demons, found answers to questions, and tucked in our children.
Arr, what be this blue whale they be nattering about?
It's an old bar. Did he mean the sippy sailing?
Arr. Set sail for this sippy sailing. We shall thunder and loot all station IDs.
You're listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. Keep it locked.
For my interview, I decided to make my topic about senior year in college, as well as how it's been affected due to the pandemic.
So now that I am a senior in college, I would tell my freshman self to eat healthy, go to sleep at normal times.
When you have a roommate that you don't like, you have to make the best of it. Instead of try to burn bridges, you got to try to fix them and be friendly with them.
To join more clubs and make friends. That way I add more to add to my resume.
Don't pick the school just for the name of it and for the prestige that it is. Rather to make yourself happier and be with your own friends. So I definitely would have started out at Oneonta to begin with.
I think it's super important to look for and take classes that you enjoy. After Oneonta, I actually transferred to UAlbany, so I'm currently taking classes that I love. And I think they teach me more than just the core information that most colleges offer.
I wouldn't change anything in the last 4 years because things happened for a reason and I was supposed to do the things that I did and meet the people I met.
I would change the amount of effort I put into my classes, and I would have tried harder to get a better grade, so my GPA would be higher.
It would be to stay as a adolescent education major instead of switching to sport management and changing my degree for like the fifth time.
Due to the pandemic, I would say that there is a lot of changes in college life, and it's a lot of adjusting for everyone.
It's been rough. I'm student teaching right now, and I'm completely all online. When the past 3.5 years, I was training to be in-person student teaching.
Since the pandemic, I appreciate face-to-face classes more. As much as I hated waking up early and having to sit in the classroom, I learned better that way. Learning through a screen is a whole different experience from sitting in a classroom. There are so many distractions at home, and I always feel behind on assignments.
Definitely the social aspect. While taking online classes has not affected me in a negative way, the best part of college is getting to meet new people and experiencing different social clubs, sports, and anything that sparks your interest. If there are new social opportunities available at your school, take advantage of those because they are few and far in between now, especially in the COVID era.
This is my first semester back full time, and having this ability to work and study on my own time and with my own schedule, I definitely enjoy and understand the content a lot more.
The people I asked questions to are named Jesse, Adam, Melanie, Gary, and Amanda. From this interview, we could take away the fact that these students enjoyed their years of college even after COVID changed parts of their overall experiences.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 22nd, check out the women's lacrosse game versus Plattsburgh at Red Dragon Field happening at 4 p.m. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 24th, the Art Gallery is hosting their event, Artletics, which will include a live painting competition with artists painting still-life live models based off of athletics. Painting will occur from 1 to 4 p.m. with snacks and refreshments from 12:30 to 1 and from 4 to 5. Anonymous voting will occur from 2 to 5 p.m., and this event will be held in the Fine Arts Interior Courtyard or Open Space Gallery, depending on the weather. Also on Friday, the women's softball team will be playing Canton at the Red Dragon Softball Field at 3 p.m. And also at 3 p.m., the men's baseball team will be playing Cortland at the Red Dragon baseball field. On Saturday, April 25th, the softball team is playing again, this time against Oswego at the Red Dragon softball field at 12 p.m. Also playing at 12 p.m., the men's baseball team plays Cortland again at the Red Dragon baseball field. And at 1 p.m., the men's lacrosse team plays Canton at the Red Dragon field. And on Sunday, April 26th, join WONI for our annual WONI Island event. See bands perform from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. in M201 Fine Arts. Dress for our island theme and bring your friends to enjoy some awesome music for free. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Yeah, Plattsburgh, that's where my sister goes to school. I would say go watch the game, but if you've been a long-time viewer, you know the WONI Week update actually updates on Monday. So all that you just heard already happened. Better luck next time. Welcome to Airbud. Welcome to Airbud number 30. And traditionally, when something turns 30, you know, you'd expect it to have a stable job, have a wife and kids, and maybe have its stuff together, you know? So, we're going to have a show, in essence, I guess, of being 30. It's going to be a show for 30-year-olds, who maybe have a stable job, a wife and kids, and have their stuff together. So this is Wonderwall. No, I'm joking. Welcome to Airbud. Leo's here. Say what's up.
What's up, guys?
Nope. Go to the other mic. You know that one's broken.
Mic 4 is broken?
Yes, bro. We've been over this. Go to mic. Go to mic 2, bro.
Mic 2.
I don't care. Jamie, in the meantime, can we pull up like a cool video of like a tiger eating a hippo or something? Because Leo's just ruining the whole show right now. Thanks, man. Yeah, for exclusive Airbud video feed, go to our YouTube channel at Airbud on WONI on YouTube.
That doesn't exist.
Give it a second. If you just got an error 404, get trolled. Leo's on mic too. Why don't you say what's up, Leo?
What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Ooh.
That was loud.
Ooh. Yeah. You're going to burst everybody's eardrums, dude. What's
yep.
wrong with you, man? What's wrong with you, man? Yeah. See, you know it's going to be a good day when the song that I was looking for was on the YouTube recommended. That's just great. Give me 2 ads, unskippable, 15 seconds long. Just wonderful stuff, dude. This is just great, man. Am I dumb? What? All right. I guess just the whole station is just broken. Nothing's working today. It's just great. Magnus, come help us. The whole station's broken. No, I'm joking. I didn't even turn the thing on. Just being laggy. Oh, that's loud. Forgot we're supposed to keep talking. Wow, just horrible stuff today. Just... if you saw my Instagram, I'm feeling like Celtic Shaq today. And so is Zane, apparently. Got 3-0'd by Cody. Eat that. And then he got 3-1 by Wizrobe. Eat that. So it's just like an awful day, really. It couldn't be worse. No, today was pretty cool. What did we do today, Leo? What did you do today?
Why am I so loud? WONI Island was today. It was really great.
I'll turn you down.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, WONI Island was today. It was all right.
Yeah, Joe is a local music hater. but
yeah, it was alright.
I'm here to counteract that by showing my appreciation for local music. I love local music, and I love Oneonta local music in particular.
I don't even remember who played. Who played, Leo?
Shout out Subfriend.
Nah.
Shout out. What do you mean that?
Yeah, just list them all. All
right. Shout out Subfriend. Mosshead. Coleslaw. Cage Sick. I love Cage Sick.
Oh,
love
Cage Sick.
Cage Sick.
What a horrid band.
No,
I hope I never see them play again. But
their
drummer is pretty hot.
Pretty hot.
I wish I had that guy's number.
I do have his number. I like him. No. And their rhythm guitar player Luca. He's pretty.
If you live in Oneonta, stay far, far away from Cage Sick, man.
No.
Because their drummer, he's just got those infectious eyes, and you'll never want to leave. It's a problem.
Yeah. But
I'm telling you, man. It's sort of hypnotic how their lead singer moves. It's scary stuff, man. Stay away from that.
Yeah. No, Luca, great performer. He cannot help but dance. Like, he's jumping around. He's still moshing when he's on stage. He never stopped. I love performers like that. It's fun. And shout out... was it Mallard Westcott? She was the first person to perform, and she did like a little like acoustic thing and had us all like sitting around in a semicircle, and she gave us some instruments to play. It was very, very intimate, and I liked it. It was a good change of pace from our regular rock scene, which is kind of majority, if not all, the music that we have in Oneonta.
Yeah, I'm good off all of that.
I saw you at the show. You were vibing. You were dancing. You liked it. Joe secretly loves local music.
We can't say it on here, but I'm gonna get my saying. I think I'm gonna get that on a t-shirt, and I'm gonna just start wearing it around campus. I've said it to so many people. It's pretty much F local music. That's my saying, right? # F local music. And you can fill in the blank there. But I want it on a t-shirt. Anytime I post it or I say it to somebody, they laugh. They're like, oh, yeah, man. Like, bro, you think I'm playing? You think this is a joke? You think I'm being funny?
Yeah.
Think this is a joke? You think I'm being funny, dude?
Yeah. It is a joke.
Streamer Jinxie got pregnant. Good for him. Nice. You know anybody that's pregnant, Leo?
I do. I mean, I don't know them personally, but I know of them. But, yeah, they're the one person.
Somebody's English teacher probably called out of school today. And she's gone.
My Spanish teacher in high school, she was pregnant the whole time I had her. It was not a good time.
And she kept coming to school?
She kept coming to school.
I hate when they keep coming to school because, like, I'm going to be dark woke for a second, but if you're pregnant, you just shouldn't be working. Like, you should just stay home. I know we don't have leave in America, but they should give it so that the teachers can stay home. Not out of my respect for pregnant women, but because all the teachers that I had that were pregnant while they were teaching, super grouchy, always hated me because I was goofing off. And I was like, hey, man, you're just so grouchy because you're about to have a kid. Why don't you just stay home? So that's my dark woke spiel of the day. I'm sure you guys can understand that in those situations, I was actually the victim and not the pregnant woman.
Yeah. Sometimes you act like a pregnant woman, Joe.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Joe, have you seen the video of your birth?
No. Have you?
No, I haven't. This was just a recent conversation that I had with someone.
Would you want to?
No. I don't think so. I think it would be pretty gross. But, yeah.
Nah, I'm past thinking it's gross. It's like whatever, man. Stuff just happens. You know, kids get born. They turn 18, they go to war, and they die. That's what happens, man. That's really what happens. Speaking of war, what about that Iran?
Speaking of Iran, you're running for operations manager, right?
Oh yeah. I don't think we're allowed to talk about politics on here.
That's not politics, is it? Also, I'm pretty sure you're uncontested in that, so there's not.
Just like Pol Pot. I'm not joking with you, Leo. I refreshed this unsigned in YouTube page, and it's a picture of Hitler. Who is on this?
Oh no, who has a show before you?
Oh, it's Andrew.
Andrew. Oh no.
Andrew's a neo-Nazi, and I can prove it. Are they still around?
Probably. I haven't seen them personally.
Yeah, I mean, you turn 30 and old friends just, you don't get to see them anymore. Ain't that right, Leo?
Yeah, I would know that. Because I'm 30.
Laugh track, air horn. Welcome to Airbud. Any good music come out recently, man? No, nothing? Man, that sucks.
I have not been keeping up with anything in music.
Yeah, I've been listening to Sonic music. And yeah.
Yo, can you play Carmel Dancing?
Yeah, sure.
I'll bet.
Man, I guess ain't nothing good anymore. If something's free,
people... Oh, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Wait, yeah, this song's pretty good. Yeah, pretty loud. Let's do karaoke today.
Oh. Wait, I don't got the lyrics.
But not for this song.
Oh. You can do karaoke.
Alright, karaoke. Your song is gonna be Black or the Berry by Kendrick Lamar, and you have to sing every word. Every single one.
I don't even think Kendrick Lamar is allowed to sing that on this radio.
Yeah, this is pretty tough. It's not very loud right now, but it's like you guys are really here with us. We're just chilling, man. Chilling with some awesome ladies. Yeah, pretty sick, isn't it? now that we're 30, like, I don't know. Once you turn 30, are you allowed to go to concerts?
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to play video games anymore.
You still have, like, 10, 20 more years if you're pushing it to go to concerts.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. Once you hit, like, 50, you gotta go to, like, noise shows.
In the sense of, like, when you're 30, it's, like, it's only acceptable to go watch, like Bruce Springsteen if he's still around. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I see what you're saying.
You're gonna
now.
Be 30 and it's like, oh man, Travis Scott's still performing? Yeah, man.
So yeah, I guess it depends on what concert you're going to.
Yeah, this is just so tough. Yeah, so that's Caramel Dancing. Pretty sick song. I don't know. What you been up to, Leo, now that you're 30?
Well, you know, now that I got a wife and kids, you know, I'm not really out the house much.
Hmm.
You know, I'm stay-at-home dad.
Oh.
And my wife is the breadwinner.
Wow.
It's a good life. I'm like a trad husband.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm down with that.
What are you doing, Joe, now that you're 30?
So you ever heard of Lil Dre, 5'5"6? He's like this like little 15-year-old like underground man is popping off. So I don't really like manage him, but like I go to the shows and he like lets me on stage and I kind of sit there and I'm like, you know, I'm jumping up and down. I'm like supporting him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kind of do that. I'm going to Summer Smash.
You get paid for that?
See the payment. It's like, it's really in the exposure, you know? Cause I'm like on the side, I'm trying to sell like, you ever heard of a Brimdana? It's a bandana with a brim. I'm trying to sell those. It's like a new thing. So I'm hoping that, you know, me and Dre, you know, he's so young. So he can only go up. So
yeah,
we're really going to get that popping off. It's going to work, man. But wow. I'm going to Summer Smash. And I DM Netsman, but he's like, he saw it, like, Instagram says, like, seen, but, like, I don't know if he's gonna, like, message me back or, like, you can only hope, really, you know.
He probably will.
Yeah, he definitely will.
The Brimdana is, it's pretty lit. Like.
You have one?
No.
You want to get one?
I do.
Oh, really? It's the first time I've heard that in a minute.
Do you have them in stock? You still working on that?
Like we just changed manufacturers.
Mm.
We just got it to China, so it's like on a boat right now.
What did you have before? Were you using Indonesia?
No, so like, my grandma knows how to sew. So, We were kind of running that, but she was kind of asking, like, why do you need so many of these? And I was like, don't worry about it.
How many sales have you had so far?
So, see, Dre really likes them. And I was like, oh, of course. Like, this is for a younger audience. But I I tried to go into the high school, and I was talking to the security guard, but, like, he had problems, bro. Like, what would be the issue with me going in there? You know, I only just turned 30. It's not that bad. Yeah, but they're, like we're selling them, you know. Like, we're selling them. It's fine, okay? We're chilling. Trump almost got shot, man.
Again?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. People were saying, people were pretty mad that that dude missed.
Yeah.
But, I won't stand for it. Welcome to Airbud. Yeah.
You said welcome to Airbud a couple times.
You ever been to Denny's?
No, I haven't.
Oh, come on, man. There's one in town. We gotta go. We went to the Applebee's in town. Were you there? No, you weren't.
No, I wasn't. Whoa. It's not nice.
You were not there. You were never there.
Oh, Dez reference. Shout out Dez.
Yeah, the Applebee's in town. I won't say what happened to me. I won't say what happened to me after I ate the Applebee's, but it was pretty bad. One of the worst things that can happen to you after you eat food, really. But our server was really nice. Like, despite us walking in 30 minutes before closing and staying until, like, 15 minutes after closing, she was very nice. She gave us all to-go refills of our drinks in, like, the XXL movie theater type of cups. And we were hyped. It was pretty sick. And then in the morning, we did all this because we have four people over at our dorm this weekend. So, you know, we were trying some of the local food. We went to Nick's Diner. I won't not recommend it, but, I mean, yeah, it's a place. So it was decent. The guy was nice, at the very least. And they had pretty good coffee. But, yeah, it's just a diner, man. Like, thing with diners is, like, your favorite diner is just going to be the one that's closest to you. It's just a diner you go to. They all make the same stuff. Like, it's all going to be pretty okay, you know? It's all going to be pretty okay, matter of fact. None of it's going to be good. It's a diner.
Yeah, it's kind of what diners are for.
It would rather you not walk in.
What? I guess that's what you do once you turn 30.
Nobody told me that being 30 was going to be exhausting. Absolutely exhausting. It's just what happens, I guess. I just got word that Finn and Carol is coming over later.
Oh, wow, nice.
Sounds good. Sounds good. He's got white skin and a mustache, and
that is him.
He usually wears pants. Usually,
sometimes
he has problems. Sometimes. Now, why am I roasting Finn on here? It's just so rude.
Did you see the Oneonta Film Club stuff? There was a thing for it the other day. There was a showing.
I have yet to watch it because I'm only going to watch Finn's movie, and it's 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
And this is one of the times where I'm not capping and just being lazy. Like, I have not had 15 minutes for the last, like, 3 days. But that's cap because I was playing Geometry Dash earlier. But you got to incorporate break. Like, break is a part of the work schedule. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get an hour for lunch. I was only on that for, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah, you got to play GD for, like, 3 hours. Do your work, like, 15 minutes. And then, like...
You speaking from experience?
I'm just, like, kind of describing my observations of you these past few days.
Ooh. Ooh.
So, yeah, it's from experience.
I'm Leo, and that stings. I'm Leo, and that stings. And this is Wonderwall.
Don't play Wonderwall.
My version of Here's Wonderwall is This Is Money by Pink Floyd. Get that song off every rotation ever made.
No, that song is nice. I like money.
Yeah.
That's the only lyric I know.
You're done, bro. Get a load of this guy. It would be wrong to assume that I hate Pink Floyd. But you would be right in your thought process of assuming that I hate them because of the way that I talk about them and the way that I talk about the Beatles. Yeah, I do really hate the Beatles, though.
Why?
I hate them more than I hate their music, if that makes any sense. Like, their music, to me, it's like a 5 out of 10, but the Beatles as people are like a 3. Like, I got problems with all of them, bro. Especially Paul. Actually, no. That's cap because I saw a video of Paul McCartney making mashed potatoes from like 20 years ago. And he was just so bad at cooking. I mean, he wasn't bad, but he was just like all right at it. But it was just such a weird video. The whole time he was like, yeah, so now we're going to mash the potatoes and... You know, if you've got a potato masher, use that. If not, then I would recommend you get a fork and you mash potatoes. And then he was like, I like to put green onion in my mashed potatoes and pepper. And I was like, oh, wow, yeah, sure. He was like, I like to put butter in my mashed potatoes. And then he put the butter in. It's like, why did you make this, bro? Like, but I like when people do stuff like that where it's like, why did you, like, who thought of this? Some genius was like, yo, Paul, today's potato day, all right? You got to get in there, man. Only like 30 minutes, but come on, like, we talked about this. And then Paul McCartney was like, probably like, sure, man. Like, I could do that.
You know, I'm watching a video of a shark right now, and I'm realizing that their nostrils are so far apart.
Yeah.
From each other, and... You know, if you ignore their eyes, it kind of looks like another set of eyes. Ain't that something?
Yeah, that's how they did Susie from The Amazing World of Gumball.
Huh.
Yeah, pretty sick stuff. So what happens when you turn 31?
I don't think there's anything after that. I don't think anything comes after that. The world just kind of turns black and you kind of turn off. You know, you just shut it off.
Just start turning.
You go
gray.
To the scrapyard.
Yeah.
What are you going to do when you turn 31, Joe?
Man, I
next week.
This is pretty scary stuff. But, you know, I'm not like those other nihilists, man. Because if you're a nihilist and you think human beings are expendable, that means you are too. It's going to go to black, and I'm going to go to the scrapyard with everybody else. But I still will not donate my organs to science or to anyone who needs them, because you're expendable. Lol.
I'm going to donate mine to Nady Nate.
If somebody needed a kidney... see that... forget every other, like, would you rather, or, like, hypothetical. I hate those type of questions. Unless they're, like, really good, you know? Or they're funny. I like the funny ones. But the real one is, like... The real moral dilemma is, like, giving somebody a kidney. Because it sucks to have one kidney. Like, you don't die, obviously, but it's just so garbage to have only one kidney. Like, I genuinely feel so bad for people that only have one kidney. And that's the moral dilemma. Because if somebody has one or no kidneys, if they have one kidney and you give them a kidney, then you have one kidney. You know?
Yeah, why? If somebody's kidney goes out, are they just greedy?
There's not enough kidneys in the world. That everyone only gets two. And if we think about it in a grand sense of there's 8 billion people, meaning 16 billion kidneys, and one of them goes out, and then you're like, I need a kidney donor. My life sucks. I only have one. Doesn't matter, bro. There's still 16 billion minus one kidneys in the world, no matter where we're tossing the kidney around to. So I would not donate a kidney, unfortunately. I am, you know, maybe I'm no better than Satan himself. But
would you accept someone giving you their kidney if you needed one?
Maybe not, man. I mean, you know me well enough. I don't like tattoo. I'm never going to get a tattoo, I don't think. I'm never going to get a piercing, I don't think. And, like, that's just how I live my life. I think if I lost a kidney, I don't want somebody else inside of me. Pause. You know? It was meant to be.
Yeah.
I'm the same way with, like... Like, if I lost a leg and got it amputated, I would not want the fake leg to walk with. Like, I would just have to thug it on, like, a stilt or crutches forever. Like, I don't want the robo leg. I don't like that.
What if it was, like, a super bionic robo leg?
No, it's like the more bionic it is, the worse it is. Like, my ceiling is peg leg, is what I'm talking about.
I like that. I could see you, Peg Leg Joe. That has a nice ring to it.
Man. Yeah, we gotta get off kidneys, but... absolute respect to anyone that has one kidney, because...
Just thugging it.
Just, yeah, it's hard, man. What's it called? Dialysis?
Well, when like someone's kidney shuts down?
Yeah, they gotta like filter it.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks. All that stuff where you gotta be hooked up to a machine just sucks, man.
Would you, if the only way for you to live was to be in an iron lung, would you do it?
If I got polio?
Yeah. Or some other mystery disease.
Iron lung, man. That's just... Oof.
You just live in a box.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we kind of live in boxes right now. Just like slightly bigger ones, and you can play Geometry Dash in them. But you can't play Geometry Dash in an iron lung. And I don't know if I could live with that.
Yeah, this is the problem with tech. It's because my mind drifted off and I thought of, if you were in an iron lung, like, you could get Neuralink, but that's even less of a way to live. It's like, yo, what's good? I'm in an iron lung, and I got a chip in my brain that lets me work a computer, and that's pretty much what I do. Like, that is hell, man.
Yeah.
That is hell.
I mean, the Neuralink also, I feel like, goes against your whole thing of, like, body modification.
Oh, absolutely. You don't like that. Yeah, Neuralink is... Neuralink is the bottom of the tier list for me. In terms of, like, I am strictly against... I am vehemently against Neuralink. I know it doesn't sound like it, but... I genuinely despise the idea of Neuralink. And I'm glad that it's not popping off, because I think most people realize that it's just the stupidest thing ever. Absolutely no benefit to you to get Neuralink.
Yeah,
it's like Neuralink and that thing. You remember that thing when people were getting like a credit card chip put in their hand? That's so stupid, dude.
Yeah.
I would rob them blind.
Just put my Cash App up to their finger.
Yeah, man. I'm getting all of that.
Yeah.
And I still use Cash App, and I'm 30 years old. What are you going to do about it, man? Come on.
Is that how you collect payment for your Brimdanas?
Yeah, I'm 30. I'm 30, and I go to underground shows, and I still use Cash App.
And I wear a Brimdana.
Yeah. And I wear my Brimdana every day.
I low-key want one. Is your grandma still making them? Or you got that shipment in from China? I need that.
My grandma just got Neuralink. I like my grandma, man. I do. It's not a joke.
You laugh first.
Bro, stop laughing at my grandma. What's wrong with you? Do you like your grandma, Leah?
I love my grandma.
See, I completely understand people that, like, don't like their family members, right? Because it makes sense. Sometimes you get abused. It's just life, man. Sometimes you just get born and it's horrible. But when it's grandma, that's crazy. Like, when someone's like, I hate my grandma, I just like, what did she do? Like... I understand that people, older people, can be really evil. Like, they could be abusive too, but just the idea of, like, grandma. It's like, when I think of grandma, I think of SpongeBob's grandma. And she's feeding him cookies. And, like, she gives him a kiss, and, like, the kiss stays there, and they make fun of him. Like, that's what my mind thinks of when I think of grandma. And somebody's like, I hate grandma. Like, what? What did she do, man?
Yeah. Shout out grandmas. If you're a grandma listening to this, we love you.
Who is the most... Okay, it's dad. It's definitely dads.
Yeah. But
who is the most commonly hated family member? I think, unfortunately, it's dads and it's uncle.
Yeah, especially the married-in uncles.
Because
they're not even, like, real family. And they're always causing problems. They got problems.
It's uncle. Yeah, I can't believe it. I don't have problems with any of my family members.
It's really great.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. Because if you have, like, if you have to, like, on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
These people from New Jersey come to my aunt's house. It's like my cousin's cousins. I'm not related to them, right?
Yeah.
And they pull through from New Jersey. And I like them. You know, it's cool. I get to see my cousin's cousins. They're like a little bit younger than me. You know, it's cool. They like, they play basketball and stuff. Mm. Izzy and Ava, they're very nice, you know. Yeah. Their mom's great. Their dad's great. The rest of the family's great. But, like, they have, like, my uncle and his brothers that I'm not related to, and I'm not related to my uncle because he's a married in uncle. They yeah. all got problems with each other.
Mm.
Right? It's not even, like, problems. They just argue. And I just, like, I don't have problems with anyone, so I'm chilling. It's Thanksgiving. I'm just eating. Yeah. But I can't believe, like, you're waiting for family to come over at your house, and you're just waiting for problems to happen. Like, wow, what a doozy. It's like Thanksgiving's coming up, and it's like, oh, in a week, it's Problems Day where everyone's going to have problems at my house. Like, that just sounds like it sucks, man. Sounds like it sucks. When I turn 31, I hope it's not like that, because I'm 30 right now, and it's pretty chill without all the problems.
Yeah, maybe that's what happens when you turn 31, is you just start to have problems. That's why everyone hates dad and everyone hates the married and uncles.
Yeah, everyone's got, like... Like, I like my dad. He's chill. But everybody else got problems with dad. Like, I know so many people who's like, oh, dad, man. It's like, bro, it's dad. Just, like, chill, right? But I understand it, of course.
Yeah.
Like. The people. Like, it's unfortunate how the bad energy transfers. But the worst human beings are the ones who have problems with mom. Because if mom yeah. was giving you problems, then you have problems. And you don't want to fix them. You're just going to let everybody have your problems if you have problems with mom. If you're listening right now and you have problems with mom, I hope you've changed for the better. Because everyone I've met who had problems with mom, the problems transferred. And that's just unfortunate to see, because you're supposed to break the cycle, man. Come on. You're yeah. not just not trying hard enough.
I mean, you can't have problems with mom because mom is always right. And that's like a law. That's like a cosmic law.
Yeah, yeah. The real law is that, speaking of turning 30, it's the law is mom is always right until you turn 30, and then you're always right, and you gotta help mom because yeah. you know Neuralink starts coming out, and it's like, I just got Neuralink, and you're like, mom, you're not supposed to get Neuralink, man. It's bad. And then she's like, it's in there now. What do I do? It's like, well, you could use a computer mouse without touching it. She's like, yo, that's so dope. And then everyone gets mad at her on CSGO because it's like, it is cheating. It's cheating. You get faster reaction time. It's cheating. Yeah. But it's chill if you play like chess. That one dude who plays chess with it, he's chill. Because that's like, you don't need reaction time to play chess.
Yeah, you don't need to hit frame perfects in chess. It's low-key an easy game.
It's actually... Real ball knowledge is you do need to hit frame perfects in chess sometimes, because if the clock is really low and you're in endgame, you need to start pre-firing moves without even thinking about it. Yeah. So I bet you, not in real life, but in the online chess, I bet more than enough people have hit a chess frame perfect because it's necessary.
Feel like that's their fault for putting themselves in that situation, though. You shouldn't have let it get to that situation.
Well, that's a whole category of chess. It's blitz chess. Oh. You get 2 minutes on the clock.
I didn't know.
Yeah, that. You were calling chess easy. You don't know anything about chess. I know it I would easy. Cream you in chess. I would cream you in chess.
We could play some chess when we turn 31.
Yeah, that's a 31-year-old's game.
Yeah.
Chess is like an 8-year-old's game, actually. If you don't start playing it immediately, just give up. I'm glad that it's even still admirable to pick up chess late into your life. That's my problem, though. I tend to think of everything as in, like, if you're not doing it to be the best ever, like, why do it? And that's probably why I don't get a lot of stuff finished, but I'm glad that it's admirable to pick up chess late into your life, because you can still get, you can get decent, but like you'll just never be the best if you pick it up past a certain point.
Yeah.
Which is true for a lot of things, honestly. Not melee though, I'm chilling.
I mean, you picked that up a long time ago. You could still be the best. What's stopping?
Yeah. I swear on everything, like, people say, like it's impressive that Rat Monster and Dial-M do it because they're young.
Dial-M plays box. Oh, no, he doesn't.
I think it's doubly impressive that they're doing it, because it's the inverse, it's the exact inverse of Smash Ultimate, where you literally get better at Melee as you age. Like, people say it's crazy that Meds is, like, 34 and has a wife and kids and whatever. I think that's chill, dude. Because if you've been playing Fox, Melee Fox, forever, like, he's been playing for, like, since the game came out, it's so muscle memory, and Melee is such a muscle memory game that, like, sure, like, I believe it. I think Hungrybox can play until he's, like, 40, 50. Maybe 50 is a stretch, but I think 50 is possible.
I mean, yeah, once you hit, like, a certain age, though, you just got to start playing Puff so you don't have to press so many buttons.
Yeah, that's why I use HBox as the example, because, like, I don't think 34 is crazy for Meds, but if you hit 40, like, your reaction time starts going down a significant amount, and then it gets hard.
At that point, you probably have carpal tunnel.
Yeah, that's really the only thing stopping you.
Yeah, you can't play Fox into your late 30s. That's hard.
And we joke sometimes that, like, Melee locals, if everybody pulls up, it turns into the Unction by top 8.
At Bing, yeah.
Like, that's a lot more common than you think. Everything is kind of the Unction when it comes to Melee. But Ultimate, man, oh my god, they're like 13, dude. It's literally 13-year-olds are the best at that game. And they play Minecraft Steve, too. They play Minecraft Steve, and they play Mr. Game & Watch. And that's it. That's really about it. It's those two characters. And they're the best.
You would think it would be more diverse, given that there are 80 characters in that game. But
you would, no, you really would.
I mean, even Melee has a
there's a Melee diverse, major
like top,
and there's an Ultimate major happening this weekend. Melee has like about a third the characters that Ultimate has. Let me recall off the top of my head. Melee top 8 had, I'm going to rattle everybody off. It was Cody, Moki, Josh, man. And that was it in top 8. 3 Foxes in top 8. Ultimate had 3 Steves in their top 8. Like, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
3 Steves and I think 2 Sonics, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, no. Was it 2 Game & Watches? I don't remember.
They still have the counterpick rule for Steve.
Like, what happens when a Steve
plays
a Steve?
That's us.
Oh, that's just us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what? That's a Paul Spano question.
Yeah.
What happens when a Steve plays a Steve? Do we have to play on, like Great Cave Offensive or something?
You just got a random.
Are you playing on random green all stages, run it.
If Dez is playing, he can pick green greens.
I think for both Smash games, if all stages were legal, I would be significantly better. If all stages were legal and items were on,
yeah,
I would be a lot better. I'm really good at casual Smash. And don't get me started on Ultimate. If it's Final Smash Meteor, Spirits, and Items, and you can pick any stage, I'm so good. I'm so, so good. Like, it's a whole different game, though. It's like,
it's true. No one in the dorm wants to play against Joe in Ultimate.
It's just not fun. I understand it. Like, if the game is trash and you're losing, just don't play it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about a lot of, like, FPSs and stuff. Like I was playing Valorant, and, like, it was, like, start of the season. I'm doing placement matches. So I'm playing against, like, good players who aren't ranked yet and, like, Smurfs and, like, those type of people. And the game is trash. If the game's trash and you're losing, why are you playing it? As simple as that. I played Phoenix. He does, like, a snap. And he, like, puts up firewalls and stuff. And he can, like, blind the opponents. And I was, like, I was rocking with him. But anytime somebody would lock that hero and I couldn't play him, I was like, the game was even more trash. It's like, I can't even play my main. I don't know what's going on. This is trash. I got ranked, like, what's the lowest rank in that game? It's like Iron. I was like Iron 2. And then I quit. I played the placement matches and then two more matches, and that was it. That's all the Valorant I played. I probably have, like, less than 3 hours on that game. It sucks.
It's just Overwatch mixed with CSGO. It's not good.
The worst parts of both games, too. That's what people don't understand. It's, like, the most sloppish, most horrid parts of both Overwatch and CSGO put into one. Like, the best part of Overwatch is that the maps are super open and there's all this movement and it's so cool to watch, and you gotta move as a team. And the best part about CSGO is the gunplay. And Valorant has the horrible, horrible gunplay of Overwatch, where, like, it's dependent on the character, and it feels like it's dependent on the character, because the guns in that game are just crazy. I don't know if I'm tripping because I haven't played a lot of Valorant, but all the guns in that game just seem like slop. It's all slop. It's like Splatoon, dude. Have you ever played Splatoon?
I haven't.
I swear, Splatoon has a different problem, but I swear, every gun in Splatoon either one-hit kills or, like, 15 hit kills. It's so annoying. Like,
did you just peep Nate and Nate in the window?
Oh yeah, Nate's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can come in. Yeah, no food in the studio, Nate. Yeah, Splatoon is min-max trash, but I was really good at that game. I was A-ranked in Splat Zone. And I main Carbon Roller with the Carbon Roller Deco with the Seeking Bomb and Make It Rain. Can't believe I remember that, but that's what I mained. That combo is trash, but it was really techie, so I liked it because Seeking Bombs were really good. But I was just like that, you know? I didn't care. But I think that's about it, bro.
Yep.
I'm 30 years old talking about Nintendo games. It's really just like,
what a life we lead.
What a life we lead.
Can't wait to turn 31.
Yeah.
But welcome Nathaniel Weinberger into the studio. He's just waiting outside. I don't know why he didn't come in.
Yeah, I'm...
There he goes. Struggling with the door.
Yeah,
he's opening it now.
Huh? He's here. He's here.
Nady, come to the mic.
It's right before we go to the scrapyard and turn gray.
Come say something.
He's here.
What's up, everybody?
Oh,
Oh, there he is.
Horrid. I don't want to hear any more of
it. Yeah, me neither. Turn it off.
I'm tired of you, Nate. Thank you for tuning in to Air Bud number 30, where we turned 30. There was no music.
No music.
Because if you think there's going to be music when you go to the scrapyard after your grayification, you're wrong. And as a true nihilist, I could not be more than excited in a week to turn 31 and for everything to turn black, because that's what's going to happen.
Yep.
Thank you for tuning into Air Bud. Goodbye.
Is everyone ready? No. What do you mean, no? Fine, and we'll start without you. Places, people. Yes, go to your places right now. All right, here we go. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh no, this is a movie intro, not a radio intro. Oh well, you're listening to WONY.